Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 16th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google announced early access to Chrome OS Flex, letting users download and install Chrome OS onto a Mac or Windows PC. Chrome OS Flex can be run off an internal drive, USB stick, or by a network deployment, and will operate on the same release schedule as Chromebooks. This builds off of the Chromium OS distribution from Cloud Ready, which Google acquired with Neverware in 2020, but adds Google Assistant and nearby sharing. Twitter started testing its safety mode with a group of about 750 testers in September. Twitter now launched a beta for the program, available for about 50% of users in English-speaking markets. Once enabled, safety mode automatically blocks accounts replying with harmful language for 7 days. The beta will also prompt users when they may need to enable the feature. Google plans to bring a beta developer preview of Privacy Sandbox to Android by the end of 2022. Google wants developer feedback on the system, which is still in active development. The company said this will limit sharing user data with third parties for ads. Google will support its existing ad platform for at least the next 2 years. Senators Richard Blumenthal and Marsha Blackburn unveiled the bill for the Kids Online Safety Act. If passed into law, this would require online platforms to provide the parents of children under 16 with tools to track screen time on a service, opt out of autoplay video, and modify content recommendation algorithms. The bill also requires platforms to prevent promotion of self-harm and provides for a research program to look at the effects platforms have on minors. The Amazon App Store preview is now generally available in the Microsoft Store with more than 1,000 apps and games. Previously, you had to be an insider to try out Android apps on Windows. Windows 11 is also getting the redesigned media player, notepad apps, and new taskbar improvements. And Microsoft launched a preview of its 3D emojis in Teams, offering 1,800 emojis to use in chat and channels, including some animated options. In its Q4 earnings, Roblox lost 25 cents per share with revenue up 20% in the year to $770 million, both missing analyst estimates. Daily active users increased 33% in the year to 49.5 million. CEO David Buzzucchi said the company remains very gentle on monetization to focus on quality user growth, with no plans for advertising or 3D shopping. A coalition of large crypto firms, including Coinbase, Robinhood, and BlockFi, began rolling out Travel Rule Universal Solution Technology, or TRUST, as an anti-money laundering standard. This provides a way for virtual asset service providers to gather and send names, account numbers, and location information on senders and recipients using end-to-end encrypted channels. India has banned another group of 53 apps with links to China, including Tencent's XRiver, Garena's Free Fire, NetEase's OnMeoji Arena, and Astrocraft. India has banned more than 300 apps from China since mid-2020, and many in the new round are rebrands of previously banned apps. On the other hand, Free Fire Illuminate had more than 40 million of its 75 million monthly active users in India, according to what App Annie told TechCrunch. The game maker is owned by Sea, which is based in Singapore, but has significant backing from China's Tencent. OM Digital Solutions released its first camera since acquiring Olympus, the OM-1. This uses a stacked CMOS sensor, a first for Micro Four Thirds. It can shoot up to 10-bit 4K 60 frame per second video and up to 50 frame per second stills with autofocus and auto exposure. It's also IP53 rated for water and dust resistance. It's available for pre-order now for $2,200, shipping in early March. Google Docs can now generate automatic document summaries using AI as part of Google's Smart Canvas feature. These will appear on the left of a document above auto outlines and can be edited. Motorola and Verizon announced a 5G neckband designed to hold the processing power and connectivity for mixed reality glasses. It includes a Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 SoC, 5,000 mAh battery, motion sensors, GPS, and a 5G modem. No word on pricing or availability, but Verizon said it's in talks about the product with retail channels, sports leagues, and education partners. Google began rolling out search chips to all Google Drive users after launching a beta for the feature in November. These let you filter results with drop-down menus for location, file type, date modified, people, task, and shared labels. Search chips rolled out to Gmail in February 2020. Sony announced the $179 Link Buds, an open-style wireless earbud. They look like a figure eight, use a ring-shaped 12mm driver, and are slightly lighter than AirPods, offering 5.5 hours of battery life on a charge. The Link Buds also use an updated noise suppression algorithm for better voice quality. You can pre-order them now, shipping February 17th. Starting in 2025, all Jaguar Land Rover vehicles will use NVIDIA's end-to-end drive Hyperion platform powered by NVIDIA's Orin SoC. According to Jaguar Land Rover's executive director, Francois Dosa, the company plans to develop Level 3 autonomous driving technology on the platform. The company already plans to make its fleet all electric by 2025 as well. And finally, Meta changed the name of Facebook's newsfeed to just Feed. The company says the change reflects the diverse content people see on their feeds. A Facebook spokesperson said the name change does not otherwise change the app experience. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.